Mark Spector joins us from Edmonton here this morning. Speck, good morning, sir. How are you?
Oh, doing pretty well. James, what's going on?
Oh, you know, everybody basking in the glow of a perfect start to the campaign, I guess, from this end. The new goaltender looked good. The rookie looked good. Besser was in full effect. From an Oilers standpoint, though, is this same old, same old?
Well, defensively, like, this is a team that's been talking all camp about how they got to, you know, scoring goals has never been an issue here. They got to not give up so many great chances, and they go out and, you know, I think of five goals, three of them were some version of a breakaway for Vancouver. And of course, you give a good team a bunch of clean chances, and they're going to score. Gaudette scores on a wide open slap shot from about 15 feet out with nobody around them. And as I recall, Hoglander scored a nice goal, battled for a rebound and banged it in. So, you know, it's as much about giving up chances as quality of chances. You give Brock Besser and Bo Horvat, you let them walk in all alone, they're going to kill you. And that's what happened last night.
Well, and Kevin Bieksa pointed out on that Horvat goal, he goes, listen, I'd like to say that this is because you haven't played, but Adam Larson completely leaves the middle of the ice open. How do you fix that, Spec? You can do everything you want for Dave Tippett. You can add to the team, but how do you fix those mental mistakes?
Yeah, right. Veteran guy making a bad read, right? Like, you know, that's, you can't fix that. You coach your team. People are supposed to play well. Adam Larson hasn't played well for a long time. There's lots of question marks about Adam Larson. You know, at one point, he was very good. You know, he's a shutdown defenseman. He was a guy you put mm-hmm. out there could stop the cycle. He had success, the Sedin's cycle, I can recall. That was one thing he could do, stop them from churning you up in the washing machine. But his game's fallen right off, and last night's a good example. He was poor last year. He was poor in the playoffs, and he makes an awful read on that play, and he was behind on another goal too. So individual mistakes, you got to find, you know, if they keep happening, you got to find better individuals, guys. So it's only one game. You're not rebuilding your whole team because you lost one game. But this is a disappointed team here because their focus is let's play better defensively. Let's not give up such high quality chances. And they came out in their first game and did nothing but give up to the Canucks exceptionally high quality chances.
Yeah, no, I mean, like, great scoring chances and lots of them, and you didn't really get a save when you needed one either. Mark Spector with us here on Sportsnet 650. Takeaways from a Canucks standpoint, another dynamic rookie to deal with here, and this time in the All-Canadian division with Hoglander.
Yeah, looks like a nice player, hey? I can't say I've seen enough of him. I've watched him really for one game only, so. But he looks like a nice player and a good, you know, another skill guy that you always need, can't have enough of them. So something about Vancouver and Swedes. You guys do well with those Swedish guys.
Yes.
So, you know what? Good. Vancouver's got a good team, and they're building with – they've got good young players, and this is an excellent division out here, and it's going to be fun. We get to watch Vancouver and Edmonton nine more times, and it's awesome. I'm happy to see that Vancouver's good. They've, you know what? I've been coming on this show for years questioning why everyone out there questions Jim Benning's work. And I'm still going to say that. I love Jim Benning's work. He's done a good job. You got a good team, and it's young and going to get better.
Speck, you've watched him play an awful lot of hockey, especially in the summertime. To me, and listen, it's one game. We could call you tomorrow morning and have a different conversation over what we're going to see at, you know, at Rogers Place tonight. But there just seems that they have learned, and you've been around this game a lot, that they found a new battle level. And you can have as much talent as you want, and my goodness, you've had a lot in Edmonton. But if that talent isn't working hard, I don't like your chances. It seems that the Canucks, what they did last year in the bubble and how they started yesterday was, hey, I don't care how talented we are. They all come to work. Is that going to be the key to their success?
Yeah, you got it for sure. You know, and not only – I mean, your top guys have to work like hell, or, you know, or they set the tone. But then you have to have depth players underneath, so when the top players leave the ice, you're not getting beat up 5-on-5. You know, you need, you know, the one thing Edmonton teaches you is you need a team, not just a couple of superstars, right? And Vancouver's superstars work hard and play the game the right way. But they've built a nice group of depth guys underneath that don't hurt you when they're on the ice, you know? And that's what it takes. Pedersen's not going to win the game for you in 56 games. He's not going to win 30 of them for you. He's going to win 10 of them for you, you know? And then Besser's going to win a few of them for you. But in the end, if you're going to make the playoffs and be a good team, guys like Gaudette have to show up and score your big goal. And Vancouver's building that, right? They've got two goalies, which I think is, you know, I thought getting Holtby was just brilliant. And let's see how I'm sure Demko will go tonight. But they're rounding out, right? They've got all their bases covered. I would have thought that there might be more of a residual effect from losing a good defenseman like Tanev. And losing an excellent goalie like Markstrom. Well, they got over the goaltending pretty quick, and I didn't see a team that wasn't pretty strong defensively last night.
Well, we've spent pretty much the better part of the last 9 hours on this radio station breaking down what we saw last night, and we are about 10 hours away from doing it all over again for the second sample size with 55 games to go. Spec, thanks for doing this. Enjoy the game tonight, and I'm sure we'll talk about this all over again very soon. Oh, by the way, we got a text in here on our Dunbar Lumber text line here at 650-650. You're getting some love here as one of our listeners saying, tell Spec that the road to gold was the perfect read during the World Juniors.
Hey, thanks for the text, man. All right, enjoy the game tonight.